Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
Everyone gets offended at times. Whatever happened to forgiveness? Amen. It only works in forgiveness. Now, you know of those things yourself. I don't have to point out examples, but God wants us to be people who follow Him, people who are enterprising, people who reach out, people who live in freedom. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is all about. Praise God. So solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. And I want to say, I know there's a lot of people here who are fully mature and going on with God, and that's fantastic. So understanding the mind of God, let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. And I'm going to read, I've got this in two parts because it would have been too small to read on the screen. So this is 9 to 12. And it says, as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. When I first got saved, this was a memory verse. I don't know if you know the little Navigators memory verses. I don't know if they even still exist, to be honest. But someone gave me five verses, and one of them was Navigators. Okay, that might date me and tell you how long ago I got saved. But this was a verse, and I used to look at this verse, and I go, wow. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it ever entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And one day, God said to me, Colin, why don't you read verse 10? And verse 10 says that, however, these things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. By His Spirit. Hallelujah. So we can know all things by the Spirit of God. See, when we're in the flesh, we can't know what God has for us. And we've got to crucify that flesh. When we get water baptized, what do? I call it a funeral service. You know, we go down in the water and I tell the person before we take them down, listen, what we do is we hold you down for 5 minutes. And if you come back up and you're still alive, you must be saved. That freaks them out. And I have to say, no, I'm just joking. It's a bit of fun I have anyway. Don't do that, Matt. Okay. Praise God. So then verse 11 says, for who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him. Is that right? I don't know what you're thinking right now, but you know what you're thinking. Your spirit inside of you, you know what it's thinking. And it says, which is in him. So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God in our lives every day. We need to be led and guided by the Spirit. Yes, and by the Word. Okay? If it's not in the Word, it's not the Spirit of God. Okay? So we've got to be led by the Spirit of God. And that's how we'll discern the false spirits. You know, my brother years ago was a bank teller. And I was a lot younger than him. And one day he brought home a counterfeit banknote. And he said, that's a counterfeit banknote. I said, how do you know? How do you know that that's a counterfeit banknote? And he said, when you know the real one, you know the fake. It's the same with Jesus. When you know the real one, you know the fake when it comes. And so we have to live with Him and walk with Him and serve Him every day of our lives. So also, I'm getting tongue-tied here. It says, so also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. Hallelujah. And if we can sort of switch to the next slide. It's carrying on straight from there in verse 13, and it says, and we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the life. It's the Spirit of God who is living in us. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you don't believe me, read John 21, where it talks about, you know, Jesus says, listen, if you obey my word, then I will come to you and my Father will fellowship with you and will be one with you. I mean, what an incredible thing in verse 17. That just blows my mind. It has done for years and it still does, that God has actually invited us to come in to that central place with him, the Holy of Holies, and walk with him every day. And you know what the wonderful thing is? It doesn't matter how well you did in school. It doesn't matter, you know, how much brains you got. You don't need brains when you got God. In fact, it's good if you lose them, actually, because you need to be led by the Spirit, not by this thing. Amen? See, when we start to put intelligence or knowledge above God, we're in trouble. Seriously. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to rightly divide it, okay? It's great if you're intelligent. It's great, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm hoping I'll get there one day. But you know, it's something that is very useful, but it has to be submitted to God. It has to be submitted. See, God has to come first. If he's not first in your life, it's not good enough. He wants us to be first. As I said before, we get baptized, we go down into the grave and we say, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And I'm coming up resurrected to only be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And by the Word of God. Hallelujah. So, where was I? So I'll read that again. 13, we impart these in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. You know, as 1 Corinthians 1 says, that, you know, people think we're foolish and that we're stupid because they don't understand the things of the Spirit. And it's no, you know, but we shouldn't be afraid to be out there and telling the world about Jesus. Because I'll tell you something that I've discovered just in the last 6 to 12 months is that people are hungry for God out there. The harvest is ripe. People are worried about what's going on in the world. They're concerned. I have young people coming to me. I've got a little bit of a political background as well, but I have young people in political parties coming to me and saying, is this the end time? And I don't even know them. Yep, they know. That all I tell people is I'm a pastor. And they're just drawn like moss to a flame. It's incredible. And, you know, they just want to talk about it every time I get with these people. So can we sit down and have a chat? And, you know, I want to ask you some more questions. And you know, God is really working out there. And it's a good time for the gospel. So we, you know, in a world that's threatening us and the church is fading and, you know, churches are closing and all this kind of stuff, it's time for the church to stand up. And the only way to stand up is to be led and guided by the Spirit and be committed to that, okay? All right, so I've lost my place again, but I'll start at 14. It says, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15, the spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The only way to have the mind of Christ is to have the Spirit of God. The minute I get into the flesh, I've forsaken that. God wants us to walk in that. Now, look, I'm sorry, but just forgive me, but I have a few posters that I like to share. Can we go to the next one? You know that scripture from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Hello, ding, ding. Don't lean to your own understanding. Do you acknowledge God all the time in your decision-making? Even when you might have prayed years ago and got something from God and you just always make a decision along those lines when you have to. Hey, do you ever check in and see if God wants to change his mind about something? We need to keep coming back to God and we need to keep asking him. So acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your paths. I love that. That is such safe way to move. Fear the Lord. The next one. the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We all know that, don't we? But fearing the Lord, being respecting Him and submitting to Him and obeying Him is the way forward. That's the only way. And then the next one, when I say I can't figure it out, God says, I'll direct your steps. Amen. So what we have to do when you can't figure it out is, Lord, guide me and lead me. As I said, you won't always have those euphoric feelings of, you know, oh, God's with me and I'm fine. There'll be times when God takes you into times when you feel insecure, when you're not sure where God is. Just keep acknowledging Him. Lord, I've got to make a decision here. Show me the way. Show me the way. There's times when Debbie and I have had to make big decisions and we've gone, you know, as Romans 10:13 says, that all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We go, God, help! Lord, if you're not there, we're dead. Please help. You know, we've had some interesting situations. Well, I won't go into right now. But the next one is, to obey is better than sacrifice. Okay, and this is from 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. And most of you are probably aware of this scripture, but there's something I want to point out here, because in the ESV it says, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. Now, I know a lot of good people in the world who do a lot of good stuff. They give to charities, they sacrifice, they give, and but they don't serve the Lord. And you see, this verse here is saying, look, obedience to God is better than sacrifice. And it's saying it to us too, but I'm just pointing that out, that, you know, the world making sacrificial gifts and stuff like that is wonderful. Don't think for a minute that I would put that down, but it's not what God wants from us. He wants our obedience. And yes, we are to be generous and we are to give. Don't take me the wrong way there, but please understand the difference that I'm just bringing in there. And to listen than the fat of rams. And then verse 23, it says, for rebellion is as the sin of divination. Now, the King James says witchcraft. And you think about it, rebellion. What's rebellion? Rebellion is when you decide, I'm going to do what I think I should do. Okay? So that's rebellion against God, right? And think about it. It's you taking control of an area that has been submitted to God. And so it is witchcraft, because you're exercising control, and that's what witchcraft is. It puts curses on people. It coerces people. It tries to do that. And so when our own spirit takes over, then we need to understand that it could be witchcraft. And God could interpret it as that. And the next word I've got is presumption. And I just want to say some stuff about that, because that hit me when I read this week. It says, presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Now the King James says, stubbornness. Okay? What's stubbornness? Anybody stubborn around here? We're all stubborn. But you know what? There's a time when we need to be stubborn, like when you're fighting the devil, you know, he's trying to get you to walk away from God. It's good to be stubborn, saying, listen, devil, I'm not moving. I'm in Jesus. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm living in God, and I'm going to live for Him all the days of my life. Hallelujah. But presumption, that's something else, and it really hit me. And I had to repent on that one. But I just want to read something to you, some notes that I made there. I was convicted here with the question of, how often do we make decisions that we presume are the will of God? Do we seek God? And I've already said this. Do we seek God for every decision, or do we just do what we always did? Do we use revelations from the past that God has given to us, or do we seek the Lord for fresh revelation because He may have changed His mind in the interim? If we're going to really hear God, we're going to have to empty ourselves of our own opinions. Anybody ever struggled to do that? Anybody ever come face to face with their flesh? It's one thing to look at it in the mirror. You know, when I was young, I used to poke faces at the mirror, and now it pokes faces back. But I've also come face to face with my flesh. And it goes, no, I'm not moving. And you go, I've got to move this way. I've got to move this way. And it really is, you start to feel a bit schizophrenic because, you know, there's two parts to you. There's a side that wants to do God's will and there's a side of you that is sold out to sin and it doesn't want to do that. So if we're going to really hear God, we're going to have to empty ourselves of our own opinions, whether we think they are right or not, and be prepared to be wrong in order to hear God's voice. So I'm not saying when you hear God's voice, it'll be a different answer to what you would have done, because but just to check in with God, amen? Just to check in with him and say, God, is this you? I'm asking you to direct my paths, as Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. So we need his direction all the time, praise God. So presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. So rebellion is us taking control of something that is not ours. So it's a kind of witchcraft. The Bible's straight. And presumption or stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. And this is Samuel's judgment on Saul. And he has also rejected you from being king. That's heavy, isn't it? That's really heavy. Praise God. Okay, so I'm just leading on there because I usually like to undergird what I say with other scripture. In Psalm 51:17, we see David here, and this is his lament psalm, and he says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. You know, our spirit needs to be broken. You know, there's a picture of a shepherd that I heard in a sermon once, and it's always stayed with me, is that when a little lamb runs away all the time, the shepherd will pick it up and break its leg. And it sounds horrible, but the thing has to learn where it has to be, under the auspices of the shepherd. And Ecclesiastes 5:1 says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. See, we can get sucked in the flesh and not realize that we're being presumptuous because we're making a decision without acknowledging God. So we need the answer is to just get into the practice of saying, God, what do you want me to do? God, lead me and guide me. I need you, Lord. I need you. You don't always have to be flat on your face, but sometimes that helps, okay? And so a couple of more posters that I have. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. 1 Samuel 3:9. That's Samuel calling out to God. Don't let the noise of the world keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. Praise God. And if you listen with the Spirit, you'll find your heart softened, your faith strengthened, and your capacity to love the Lord increased. Hallelujah. You know what I do all the time? I just keep saying, Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your life in me. I thank you that, Lord, you are the answer to every need. And Lord, you're a God who works miracles today. Hallelujah. If you don't see miracles in your life, you need to up the game and trust the Lord even more. Praise God. And I'm not condemning for that, but I want to encourage you today to move forward and become powerful in God. You know, like, don't leave it to the pastors. Don't leave it to those who are recognized at a higher level. It's actually the ministry, as Ephesians 4 says, is really for the blessing of the church to go out and do the work of the ministry. Okay, so it's us. I'm not precluding me from that. I'm just saying it's all of us who have to do that work. All of us. You know, God doesn't make Christians to sit down and do nothing. You have a dynamic in you called the Holy Spirit. And he will move you to do things in God. And right now, I believe right now the Holy Spirit's speaking to hearts. And he's saying, I don't know, but I'm just saying there's people here who God's saying to you right now, it's you, that's you. You need to move. You need to do some stuff. You need to get off your seat and you need to go and do some stuff for God. Now, whether that's contribute to missions or whether it's to take someone a hamper because they're doing it tough, or whatever. I mean, there's lots of people out there doing it tough today. And I mean, we all feel it because inflation's not 7%. It's probably more like 50 the way things are going up. So there's people out there that, you know, you don't have to look far to see a need. And God has called us to meet the needs. God has called us to be benevolent and to help people. And in doing so, you know what I say? When you help someone, give them a hamper or some money or whatever, if they're in the world, it gives you the right to speak. It gives you the right to speak. So how much is a soul worth? We need to invest in the kingdom of God. We need to be winning people for God. We need to be demonstrating the spirit and power, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2. I didn't come with fluffy words, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but you know what I'm saying. He didn't come with eloquent words and the wisdom of man. I came in trembling and fear, and I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I did that to show and demonstrate the spirit so that our faith would not stand in words, but in the power of God. Saints, it's all about the power of God. We've got to wake up. We've got to wake up. We've got to open our hearts and say, God, what are you saying to me? Don't shut down. Don't get comfortable in life, because discomfort's coming if you do. We can change our world. 12 men changed the then known world. We can change our world with a dozen people who are on fire for God. Will you get on fire for God? Will you get on fire for God? Will you walk around with love and joy and peace in your heart every day, that whatever the devil throws at you, he can't rock you, because you're standing on the rock. Hallelujah. You're standing in Jesus, in his power, under his unction, and the devil can't touch you without your permission. Do you know that? He can't touch you unless you let him touch you. He might try, but he can't get near you when you're walking in the Spirit and walking with God. Saints, I'm not telling lies. I live this. I know it works. I know it works. 1 James 1:5-8 is the next one. So if any of you lack direction, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. Okay? This is how we've got to go. No doubting. Lord, I know that you are God. You're the God of the Bible. And if we read the Bible, we'll believe it, because we'll start to have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, as we read the word of God, your faith will grow. Are we reading the word? Are we spending time in the word? If we're going to change this world, we need to. We need to be people who are dedicated to the cause of Christ and walking with him every single day. Praise God. So let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven with the wind and tossed. You just get everything that comes up, you get blown around. You know what? When you have faith in God, you are standing strong.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack, including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack, or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales 22281. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.